Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the weekly Angel Healing House radio program, now in its 11th year. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walking experience in January 11th, 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon International bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. I'd like to welcome back my regular listeners and my followers. A big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, if you are a first-time listener, just to share a little bit about myself, through my full-time business, which I created in 2003, my business is Angel Healing House. I'm a Reiki master teacher, having taught hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners and master teachers around the world. I'm an intuitive counselor, channel, clairvoyant tarot card reader, and the author, as I mentioned, of several number one Amazon International best-selling books. Speaking about my channeled novels, I received this beautiful review for my touching, heartwarming book entitled Angels of Faith. And this reviewer wrote, Angels of Faith by Claire Candy Hoff is a rare book that touched me deeply. And each time I read it, it evokes a sense of remembrance and a longing for my true home. As a school teacher and grandparent, I use picture books to initiate conversations with children to deepen their level of awareness and understanding of their own inner strengths. This book has definitely become one of my favorites. My granddaughter's awareness of an interest in angels has emerged through the beautiful illustrations throughout this book. But the beauty of this book is its ability to speak to the reader, whatever their age. There are so many important, comforting messages woven throughout this enlightening story that can help us as parents, caregivers, or friends to answer many questions when a loved one moves on. I love this book for its simplicity and its depth. It is a true gift to humanity. And that comes from Carol, a school teacher in Australia. To purchase my award-winning books, please do visit Amazon, or if you love audiobooks, audible.com and to book intuitive counseling sessions where we look into your Akashic records from an angel's point of view, or perhaps a revealing transformative angel tarot card reading. I also do past life clearings, ancestral healings, and of course, those transformative re-energizing, recharging Reiki energy sessions. Please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can phone 831-277-3716. And do remember that's Pacific Standard Time, as we are in lovely Santa Monica, California. I'd like to send a big thank you to all those who have made donations to my PayPal account for my free weekly content. Perhaps you've received a free mini angel reading, and if you'd like to make a donation, I have left my PayPal link along with all my contact information in the description box down below. I see that we have several callers hanging on the line. If you would like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on this number, 646-716-6794. And do remember that I start to pick up the calls around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But before we get to those calls, let's start as we do every week by looking into the astrological heavens to see what planetary energies will be affecting all of us. And it's going to be resulting in things getting much busier for many in the conscious collective as we go into the end of this June 2022. The powerful energies of last week's full moon in Capricorn on July 13th directed our focus on our goals and the big question, what do we wish to achieve now? With Capricorn being the sign of getting things done, it acts like the grown-up within us. It might be getting us ready to take more responsibility for life-changing discussions and conversations to help us advance to the next part of our very important journey forward. Do we need to change where we live? Do we need to change our relationships, which just may not be serving us any longer? Does our lifestyle need to change to suit our new goals? Or do we need to change our attitudes and perceptions to fully believe in ourselves and release anything that is holding us back? With Capricorn's industrious energies, we may find ourselves taking inspired action and this time implementing our new creative and passionate ideas that we come up with. Now, if you can hear that beeping of that car. Today is the last day to deep dive into the energies of Cancer season, because we have a switch of seasons coming up. But before I speak about that, I'd like to touch on what happened 2 days ago. On July 19th, we had Chiron, the wounded healer, stationing direct. Now, people don't like their wounds, but we choose our wounds. Our wounds actually help us to step into healing. We use the energy behind all that those wounds teach us to step into then being a role as a mentor, as a guide, as a teacher, because of the experience that we've had. Think about Alcoholics Anonymous. Many of those leaders were former alcoholics, those mothers who head up Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. They have had children who have been killed by drunk drivers, and so they go on to help other mothers who've experienced this with their overwhelming grief. So Chiron, the wounds that we go through and experience, they are in many ways our best teacher. In this way, our wounds become the force behind our journey to heal ourselves and then go on to heal others. When Chiron goes retrograde, it's kind of like a time of graduation. For it signals a time that we've learned some very difficult lessons in love, self-love, health, finances, money, And then we take the wisdom and the knowledge of those lessons learned and then direct them into something positive then to be of service to others. It really is extraordinary how our wounds are sometimes our best teachers. So as I mentioned, today is the last day of Cancer season. And because, hang on, tomorrow on July 22nd, the sun's spotlight will shift from Cancer season onto Leo the Lion, Leo season. Happy birthday to all those Leos out there. It's quite a dramatic change to go from the depths of sensitive, emotional, introspective Cancer to going to the extroverted Leo energy of, hey, look at me, look at me. Being ruled by the sun, Leo's energies are all about being in the spotlight, self-image, identity, exuding a self-confidence, and the great capacity to look on the brighter side of life no matter what is occurring. These new Leo energies will help many to feel more empowered, optimistic, positive, self-assured, and give us an urge to take action. But do remember, lions live in the moment, and they spend a great deal of time preening, socializing, resting, daydreaming as they bask in the sun. So do remember to take time out to really enjoy your daily life. Although it is a week away, many intuitives, many sensitives, and empaths may already be picking up the energies of the new moon in Leo on July 28th. Now, with Leo's supercharged positive energy, this will be a highly optimistic new moon, and it will be encouraging us to believe in ourselves, be confident, to roar, and have courage to go after our goals and dreams. Now, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, who I am part of, we wish to talk about the elephant in the room. No, not a real elephant, but what all the revelations and exposures of many things about lies and corruptions that we've experienced over the last 2 years, they're slowly but surely leading to something, which is disclosure about our galactic family. Actually, because there is no time across the veil, this event is perceived by those in the higher realms to be here already. Otherwise, we wouldn't be seeing these disclosures, these revelations about lies and corruption. And we are so very close. And many of you in the conscious collective, you just might be saying, yeah, yeah, we've heard it all before for the past 2, 5, even 10 years since 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar, or the end of the world as we knew it. The Posse of Angels wish us to take heart and to know that with each second that ticks by, it's bringing in not only brighter days to our planet Earth, but it's bringing in the golden age of prosperity, truth, and justice to this planet. Yes, there is much that needs to be attended to, as old corrupt structures and systems built on lies in almost every area of our lives, they need to be dismantled. But the way forward is becoming much smoother, much brighter, and much clearer for humanity. Now, the Posse of Angels, they're reminding us that each one of us signed on here in human form at these momentous times in Earth's history to accomplish a mission, which was to help dismantle the dark and bring more light to the planet. And you, yes, you, if you are listening now to my words and you can hear them, you have done this brilliantly with your focus and by holding higher vibrational frequencies of light and love. They wish us to know that we as a planet and as a collective on Earth, we are still very much on track for the very public disclosure to occur of our galactic heritage and our connection to our galactic family. And while the Posse of Angels do not usually give us dates and times, they are suggesting that time is drawing near for this to occur. And they actually told me that it most probably will occur in 2024, and they're proposing that we take every bit of the remaining time to prepare ourselves for this monumental occurrence. Now, the reason they're giving us this date of 2024 is because where the conscious collective, where the average of the conscious collective and their awakening is at the very moment, you know, that could speed up. If everyone wakes up on the planet, that could happen today, is this disclosure of our galactic family. But with more and more people awakening, that date will come forward. But they're proposing that we are very mindful about preparing for this. Many of us have physically started this process by changing our diets. We're eating lighter, organic, clean foods free of pesticides and chemicals. Many of us have cleared and cleansed ourselves emotionally as we have found closure on those events and people from our past through unconditional love and forgiveness that were triggering us, making us reactive and lowering our emotional state. There are many who are consciously living their life, being very vigilant as to what words they use, the thoughts they choose to think, and the feelings they choose to perpetuate, as they know that each one has the ability to either add light and higher frequency to their bodies, or they also have the ability, if they're negative and pessimistic, to lower our light frequency within. Now, one of the greatest secrets that the dark agenda kept from humanity was the importance of our emotions and how the dark fed off our lower energies of fear, doubt, worry, hatred, judgment, division, criticism, defensiveness, even competition. Those that are consciously living their lives through observant focus, keeping their vibrational energy high, bright, and clear, and being of service, well, we will have a relatively smooth ride to that day of disclosure. Now do remember, you are masters walking upon the earth, and that you have every ability that you need to see you through the next 18 months, if we hold on this timeline, or if it happens sooner. In the remaining time, the Posse of Angels is suggesting that when things start to come to light about many atrocities, they wish us to recognize this as a closing of a very sad chapter on planet Earth so that it will never, ever be repeated again. As always, our most important duty is to center on our powerful, sovereign, divine, multidimensional natures and to hold love, forgiveness, and compassion for all, no matter what a person has done. If you can offer help, guidance, and support and assistance, and comfort to others who are not aware of what is going on, please do so, but only do this without being depleted of your own high, bright, light energies. We are not here and never have been here to save anyone. All we can do is be those examples, serve as a beacon of light, as an example for others by demonstrating your excitement, your passion, your enthusiasm for welcoming a new changed world of light being birthed right in front of our eyes and the reclaiming of our galactic heritage and our rightful place within the Galactic Federation of Worlds. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, which has been on the air now for 11 years. Started in January of 2012. If you are interested in any of my services, please do remember to go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, and my award-winning books are there as well, and they are available for purchase on Amazon, in Kindle or print form, and also as audiobooks on audible.com. So, without further ado, somebody opened up a can of people. There are lots of people holding on the line for those free mini angel readings. If you'd like to call in, please do call in for those free mini angel readings on 646-716-6794. But without further ado, let's go to our first caller. We have 951. Please tell everyone your name and where you're calling from. 951. Are you there? Hello? Hello, 951.
Hello, hello.
Yes, 951.
Hey,
tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Nathaniel from California.
And what is your question today, Nathaniel?
I'm just wondering what's kind of going down on the road here. I have a surgery scheduled for tomorrow, and wondering how the recovery and everything's going to be.
Okay. So anything to do with our any kind of dis-ease that we have in the body, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, we have co-created this within ourselves. The Posse of Angels wants you to know that you've co-created this. Doesn't make it any better when we're going through an illness, but you've co-created this to teach you something. And the more that you can bless this illness for what it has taught you, the more you don't feel like you've been put upon, and the more you release resentment. Now, what you can ask is when you go into surgery, don't ask for an outcome. The only outcome that they ask for is during the surgery, I open for the angels to be around me and to draw close, and I ask for the best outcome for the greatest good of my soul and the greatest good of all concerned. So see yourself healthy. Maybe do a mantra tonight. I am healthy. I am well. My body is strong. And see yourself. See yourself in perfect health. And just ask for the best outcome, the best outcome for your soul's journey. And that would be the best thing. Go into it, knowing that it's a co-creation between you and spirit, and that will help lift your vibrational frequency and help you go into it with greater ease than if you feel any anger or bitterness or resentment or anything like that. Let's go to the cards and see what additional messages come in for Nathaniel. The first card that's coming out for you is the Page of Cups. Page of Cups is something unexpected, they're saying. Something unexpected will happen as a result of this. Maybe you'll meet somebody there. It's a lesson. It's a lesson that that you needed to learn from this. They're saying that it's going to help lighten you in ways that you might not have been able to lighten without experiencing, because illness is one of our best teachers. It really humbles us, a lot of times, it gets us to change our ways, maybe change of diet, maybe exercise more, maybe, I'm not saying you're a smoker, but maybe if those people have been smoking and then go through a surgery and then they stop smoking or doing those things that were deleterious to their health. So it's very important that you learn from this. The next card is the Emperor, and this is about really bossing up in your life. A lot of times we draw illness to ourselves as a crossroads. Where can I better my life? And for us to take a really closer look at it. And then the next card is the Ten of Cups, and this is saying one thing that any illness teaches us is that we have a limited time in this human form, and to really enjoy and play more and have fun more, and to really lighten your load when you're here. So I wish you well for tomorrow, Nathaniel, and I hope that's been helpful for you.
Did you say the emperor is it's time to boss up?
Yes, it's time. Well, yes, the emperor is that card of bossing up, of really looking, you know, at your life as, you know, you are the creator of your own reality. And if we don't like our reality that we've created, we are so powerful inside that we can change our reality, and that we do this with our thoughts, the words we use, and the feelings in our hearts. So change what's inside, and then you will change your reality. So I'm going to go to the next caller. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I wish you well for tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Nathaniel. Bye-bye.
Bye,
God
Claire.
Bless you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 831 on the line. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Lily, and I'm calling from Monterey, California.
Hello. Now, would you spell your name?
L-I-L-I. That's a nickname.
Oh, Lily. Okay, there we go. Okay, I've written it down wrong. Lovely to have you on the show, your first-time caller. How are you feeling with having crossed over into June from those difficult months, I guess, of March, April, May, July. Now that we're in July, yeah.
July has been a bit of a struggle for me, and part of it was always being judged, and after working nearly 2 years for a agency. And that I was contracted to another agency, the contractor dissolved my relationship unexpectedly, and it was right after I filed a sexual harassment suit. And but I think something in me is telling me there's two different things going on, so that's why I called for some clarity.
Okay, great. I'm so glad you called in, Lily. First of all, where do they want me to start here? We can no longer. If you found your way to Angel Healing House, Blog Talk Radio, and myself, Angel Ariel, then your vibrational frequency is really high, bright, and clear. The first thing that we want to tell you is that you can't be anywhere anymore that is not in your same energy. And your energy will boomerang you, not boomerang you, it will get you out of there so quick it'll make your head spin. That's how high, light, and clear your energy, and it's so elevated. You can no longer remain in any area that does not resonate with you anymore. So, if you were always feeling like you were judged, it might have been a teaching tool to, you know, be more tolerant, more patient, more accepting, and more forgiving. But in this case, it was a signal for your soul that this that you co-created this to show you something that was disparate. Something that was in disparate energies. And it got to the stage where you can no longer be there anymore. You know why? Because something better, your soul is organizing something better for you to go into. Something where you'll have like-minded people, wonderful surroundings. Your soul tribe is waiting for you. Anybody in your high elevated soul tribe would never try any hanky-panky with anything, that's not in alignment with your wishes. It's one of respect. It's one of honor. It's one of just working together in collaboration and just feeling so, so loved and just so respected and honored for who you are. So they want you to do a couple of things here, Lily. They want you to bless these people. Whoever did anything, because they know not what they do. If they're acting this way, it's because they're hurt people. And most of the time, this trauma is still from childhood, because the little child in them feels traumatized, abandoned, insecure, not listened to, controlled, abused, all of those things. So we don't feel sorry for them and let them continue it and, you know, just stay there and feel sorry for them. But we bless them because they're doing the best that they can with what they have. But that doesn't mean that we have to take it. So bless them for where they are, which is perfection for their soul's growth. And then know that this occurred because your angels are, and you have orchestrated something better coming along. They're just showing me something. That,
all right.
How does that make you feel?
Confirmation to my gut, my intuition. Really trying to hold things into the light. It wasn't. I was mad because I did pour my heart into this project, and this one man came in and just yanked it from underneath me and dispelled my reputation. And it's, I keep asking ego, I'm letting go of my ego for higher light.
Yeah.
But the good that I tried to do and it was taken away from me. And my attorney says just to take it one step at a time. And I just want to know if I'm going to be able to clear my name.
Okay, that question I'm asking the posse of angels. Will you be able to clear your name? And they're saying yes.
Okay.
At this stage, look, the good that you do and all that the love and the kindness, your generosity, all of that has gone into the Akashic records, and all that will come back to you, Lily.
All right.
It will come back. Oh, you're making me cry. Stop it. All that is going to come back to you. And you didn't do that for naught. You did that because you followed your divine eternal nature. And that will come back to you. So please don't beat yourself up. You actually co-created for this man that seemingly took this away from you, because often in my sessions where we rise above and we look into the Akashic records, you chose him and his contrasting characteristics to help you learn tolerance and patience and compassion and forgiveness for somebody who is so different from you. And sometimes we choose abusers and we choose those things. Our souls choose it. Whereas we could never, as humans, think, why would I have chosen somebody to sexually abuse me or to hurt me or whatever? But that just shows what a powerful spiritual warrior you truly are, and that you are ready to learn this lesson. The rewards are deep, and the rewards are coming for you. So do not lose hope and faith, and your angels are so close around you. They say that sometimes you just lose your way, and they shout even louder at you. And sometimes all you have to do is still your heart. And they're trying to show you signs. Have you seen their signs?
I believe they in the last few days have put people in front of me that I tried to show more kindness to.
Yeah.
My broken heart.
You know what? Those people who are the kindest, often the kindest and the most generous and the sweetest person, people on the planet, have been the most abused. And they just give. They just give because they tap in to their divinity, their holiness. Everyone's holy. Everyone's divine because we come from that reflection of God, Source, Creator. And that's what you've done. And that is going to come back to you many, many fold. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our beautiful Lily. The first card that's coming out for you is the Five of Cups. The Five of Cups is often a card of feeling lack or scarcity or that something's been taken away from you. But five is the number of change. Five is the number of being challenged and changed. They said that you co-created this because you're going to learn from this. Just like I read out in the channel today, the wounds from Chiron are our strongest adversaries, our adversary, because it teaches us. We've been and walked a mile in those thousand miles in those moccasins. We know what that's like, and you're going to go on to help others. It's going to be an enormous reward for you, and you're going to feel a great deal of fruition. This is going to bring in a great deal of change. And they're saying that this will lead to the next card, which is, there's only one wish card in the tarot deck, and this is the Nine of Cups. And they're saying, Lily, make a wish. What do you wish for?
Well,
what do you wish for? Whatever your wish is, the universe's command. But sometimes those wishes must come through seemingly adversity, because we learn the best through hardship and contrast. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the Breakthrough card, is the Ace of Swords. They say once you get through this, it'll be smooth sailing. They're saying this is the last really big challenge for you. So they said, bless it, learn from it, and the rewards will be very deep. So that's all the time I
Thank
have
you
today.
For giving
I mean,
me the
We could take this further in a proper reading or a proper Akashic reading or something like that. But for the time being, know that you are so divinely blessed and that you are a great spiritual warrior for having drawn this to yourself. And the rewards will be deep from now on.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for giving me clarity. Thank you for showing me that. Thank the spirit world. Bless us all.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. And say hi to Pacific Grove for me.
Oh, I'm going to go visit my aunt. So, love the ocean.
Okay. Sending you lots of love. Take care, Lily.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have, well, this is the order. We have 415. Then we had 305, which dropped out before, but it's nice to see you back. 718, and then 619. But 415, tell everyone your name and where you're calling from. 415, you there? Hello, 415? Just a few more seconds, and then I'll go on to the next one. Hello, 415?
Hello.
Yes. 415, tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, that was weird. I tried before. I'll try again. This is Anne in New Mexico.
Hello, Anne. How are you doing on this lovely July day? Different feelings now that we've crossed over into July and we're almost at the end, 1 week away?
Definitely feel... since the full moon, like things are moving and some changes are starting to happen. So
yeah.
I don't have a real specific question, but just about what's coming in August, or you know, how to keep the up, how to move, even accelerate, I guess is the right word to changes that I'm looking for.
Okay. The first thing they're saying is don't wish it away. Don't try to accelerate things. Things are naturally going to become more busy for us, and we will be presented with things for us to make movement forward. Now,
ride the wave. You know, I want to have fun and ride the wave and not be crushed by the wave.
Oh, well, you know, they're saying that because things have been seemingly held back and stagnant for many of us for a long time in work and relationships and life things, they're saying don't be surprised if kaboom, everything happens at once.
Oh.
You know, because when the gates open, the gates will open. And in some of us, that will entail us moving, that will entail new relationships, that will entail new jobs, new opportunities, new offers, and we're going to have to prioritize things. We're going to have to say, okay, what's most important? Put that on the top of the list. Remember to breathe, and we wouldn't be presented with anything that we're not able to cope with, but it's going to seem like the tsunami has been pulling out for a very long time for many of us. And now when it comes in, as I said in the channel, things are about to get very busy for many of us. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And as we know, it's all about not only divine timing, but, you know, you can't really hurry up things. But, new things. It just does feel that way since the full moon, since that Capricorn full moon. And believe me, Capricorn, if you want something done, give it to a Capricorn. that's just their nature. Okay, so first card coming out for you, and I'm not surprised, is the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is these things that are going to be presented to us are all karmic. They're all destined. Mm-hmm. They're all fated. And we want to try to figure it out, but all we need to do is to know in that moment that we co-created with this with spirit, and to prioritize and to move forward just with our hearts and just with our intuitions leading the way for us. Next card is coming out for us is the Seven of Pentacles, and the Seven of Pentacles is that card that we've planted those seeds already. We don't have to plant new seeds. Just think about all the healing work and the spiritual knowledge that we've incorporated.
I've done a lot of foundation work.
And there's such so much beautiful. And in my card, there's a little fairy, and she's got her hoe and her watering pitcher and her shovel, and she's cultivated the ground. And there are these seven beautiful flowers with these pentacles blossoming behind her. Allow it to come in.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing they want you to work on, Anne, one thing they want you to work on is being a child, being in wonder and enchantment about the magic of life. Connect more with the fairies and just let go of the outcome. The outcome really doesn't matter. It's that moment where you walk into every single day like a child would, when you look around and they're saying things will appear in front of you. And naturally, and synchronistically, serendipitously, that kind of thing. They want you to be more like a child, and then the Four of Wands comes in, which is the Success card, which is, you know, it's not so much the outcome, but it's this feeling, I've made it, I don't have to push anymore, and there's this holy union that you're going to be going through. I'm very excited for you, because they're showing me this carpet, like a red carpet in front of you. All you have to do is just magically walk the red carpet and things will appear in front of you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, I guess I am naturally like that, and children are attracted to me because they see that in me. But I think I have too much, I think too much about other adults because they see me and they don't appreciate that. You know,
it's not that they don't appreciate. It's like you're speaking Chinese, they're speaking Dutch. It doesn't resonate with the way that they approach life. All you need to do is just to be this natural, fairy-like, you know, just filled with magic and wonder and enchantment, and then you will draw those people to yourself that are most like you in this unique energetic signature that you are. And don't worry about these other people because, you know, that's perfection wherever they are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet of other people like me, so.
Not yet, but the Positive Angels are saying this soul tribe is coming in. You can actually welcome that in your time of stillness and reflection. Because they're already, you've already met them in the etheric. So close your eyes, open your heart, and say hi to them and welcome them in. And they will appear on the earth plane in the right timing. So I'm wishing you so much love. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Great message.
Okay, take care. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. 305, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon, Claire. I'm Deanna. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Deanna. How are you?
Not well.
I'm sorry to hear that. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, I have a terminal illness. It's very advanced right now. I'm out of funds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm close to $900 overdrawn on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a hotel, and I won't be able to stay here. And I'm already in my 70s. So I'm calling to see what you can and for me.
One of the things that is going to help you right now, Deanna, is to raise the light inside of you, which is something which is not an easy ask for anybody who has a terminal illness. They need you to close your eyes, and they need for you to drop down to your heart and to find the gratefulness and the appreciative blessings. Because often when clients have come to me with debilitating illnesses, I often ask them, you know, what happened 12 years ago or what happened 20 years ago? And it's often things that have happened to them that have created dis-ease within the body. And it's because they've lost their way from being appreciative and grateful for their lives. And trying to find the light.
I actually disagree because I've always been the appreciative kind and the mm-hmm. sensitive and everything else. But something did happen to me 14 years ago, which almost completely destroyed my life, and it has been like a sinking, bottomless hole. And now I need help, but I haven't found it. I wonder mm-hmm. if the angels can give me a message, and maybe through the cards. I don't know.
Let's go to the cards. It almost doesn't matter what happens to us in life. It's our perception and our attitude towards that. We can two people can have the same experience, and one can see it as a blessing, and one can see it as a tragedy, open themselves up to then be of service and help others, things like that that they're talking about. Let's go to the cards and see what happens. They're saying, be your best friend. Be your best friend now. Find ways through, finding things to be joyful about, things to be putting your emphasis on your blessings. I'm really picking up your spirits. That's going to nourish and nurture the energies, and your energies really do need to be lifted. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card that's coming out for you is the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands on my card is a beautiful rainbow. This is the card of messages coming into you. Your angels have been trying to send you messages. I don't know if you have been open to receiving them. The more that we can stop. Oh, good. The more that we're open to receive those messages and not keep asking questions, sometimes the greatest things that come to us is if we find opportunity to be in stillness and silence. And it's when we're doing that that the magic happens and the magic really comes in for us. The next card that's coming out for you is the Magician card. This is the Alchemist card. That we are so powerful that we can change the energies inside of us. You know, affirm to your body, I love you. You're doing the best that you can. I see you as healthy. I see you as vibrant. You know, I see you as energetically filled with light, all of those things. And the next card that's coming out for you is the High Priestess. They're saying that they're applauding you. They're applauding you, Diana, because your go-to is the etheric realm, is going to the angels. They're saying all you need to do is just be a little bit more open to receive, because we can ask. And we can also be grateful and appreciative, but if we're not fully open to receive, then we do miss a lot of the messages and the signs. So they just want you to know that you're doing the best job you possibly can, and they're applauding you, and they're saying that they're very proud of you for where you are at the moment, and they're really. They're sending their love and their comfort for you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, your messages are helpful. Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay, we're sending you beautiful love. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 718. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Tell us your name and where you're calling.
Hi, it's Stephanie from New York. And
Stephanie,
Hi.
What's your question?
So, I've been a little worried about my dad, and all the Capricorn talk reminded me of that because he's a Capricorn. He had stage 4 cancer. It was colon and went to his liver. He's out of treatment. He's still getting scans, but he's also had a heart attack and surgery for that, and he's always like cold and tired, and I don't know. I guess I'm wondering what they have to say about his health or just him in general.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still just recovering.
Okay. Let me see here. They wanted to know that he's. For all that he's been through, and remember that not only are we raising our vibrational frequency, but everyone on the planet, even if they're not awakened or enlightened or conscious, they're too going through tremendous, tremendous enlightenment, even though they're not conscious of it. And so this is, you know, opening up their hearts and clearing those things from within. Now, how he deals with it is will be his path. The most that you can do is know that everyone exits this human game that we're playing because they've written it into their Akashic records, and nobody dies too early and nobody dies too late, okay? So it's that perfect timing. If and when that happens, the greatest thing that you can do is not worry, because it's just totally, it's not in your hands. It's not within your control. And they want you to realize that the greatest thing that you can do for him is to, you know, is to love him, which they know that you do, and to see him just blessed where he is at the moment. So let me go to the cards. I've got about 3 minutes left. Oh, gosh, there's about 4 minutes left. Let me go to the cards. Two and one more. Let's see what comes out. One, two, three. The first card is the Empress. The Empress is about being gentle. The Empress is certainly about being a rebirth, but it's also about you touching into the divine feminine inside of you and know that all is well as it's progressing. So this is helping to soften you, because so much of your modus operandi is trying to figure things out. You can't figure this out. So just be soft and gentle and receiving whatever his soul is choosing at the moment. And that's the most important thing. Whatever his soul chooses. The next card is the Ten of Cups card. Is to, you know, your cheeriness and your happiness and your positivity and holding those energies will go a long way to helping him in indirectly and directly. I mean, it's not going to say that it's going to stop him if that's what he's chosen to cross over, but also you're going to make the transition, his transition, much easier. And the next card that's coming out for you is the World card. Now, this may be an end of a cycle, but that's what his soul's choice is. But also, with every ending is a new beginning. So this is a new beginning for you, too, to release the outcome of this and to be just be joyful for his soul's journey. So that's the message for today. I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You have a beautiful, blessed, absolutely blessed day. Love you. Take care.
Love you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'm so sorry for those callers who are not able to get online today. But remember that Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can call in again and try to get on the switchboard. Do remember that if you want an individualized intuitive counseling, angel tarot card readings, Reiki healing sessions, past life healing, ancestral clearing, all of those things can be found on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can call 831-277-3716. And all of that, that's Pacific Standard Time in Los Angeles. All that contact information is in the description box down below. Do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.